Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul, before we get to Rob real quick, a little bit of a flash from the past here. Reports are surfacing from Elliott Freeman and a number of others that the Jets are closing in on signing Jonathan Toews to a one-year deal.
And not the New York Jets.
Not the New York Jets, the Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg,
yes. Yes, Josh, pulling that up. Thank you. All right, let's head out to the Western Hotline. Let's bring in Rob Ray. Rob, my understanding is you're on vacation. First off, thanks for joining us from vacation. Second off, where are you right now?
I'm in Florida.
Ooh.
Is it too hot down there?
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Paul, I'm sweating like you do standing in a all-you-can-eat buffet line waiting your turn to go through the line. But you know what? I look at it, and I think I'm losing weight. So
That's good.
Win-win on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can go to Florida in June. Now, Brayton loves the hot weather. He was just saying, like, he can't get enough of it. But
yeah. Yeah, right, Paul.
It's not that bad,
right.
Actually. It's in the 90s, but it's not that bad at all.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, we're going to hit the 90s next week, and I'm just going to want to be in an icebox the whole week.
Yeah, see, it's all in your head, guys. You guys are mentally weak. You can't let this stuff get in your head early. It's just you deal with it.
Well, if there's
fun, Paul. If there's, you guys are getting old, okay? You got to get out and start having a little fun.
Well, hey, you're older than I am, so, I mean.
Yeah, and if I can handle it, then.
Hey, speaking of getting old, congratulations. You're in another Hall of Fame. You have two of them now. Are you in one in Sterling also?
Yeah, in Belleville and Sterling.
So you're in three of them now.
Man, and yeah, they just, you know, they just can't resist.
Yeah, congratulations, Rob. What does this honor mean for you in particular? I know you went in the Sabres Hall of Fame earlier this year, but now you're going into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I mean, that's certainly a different moniker in to an extent.
Yeah, and still kind of questioning how the hell it happened, but it's great. You know what? I look at it, and it's a great honor. And you know, you sit and you kind of look at, you know, the people that are in there, men and women throughout the years that you kind of, while you were here, kind of got to know and watched and listened to, and it's pretty cool. It's something that's a great honor, and you know, it's. I sit and laugh because, as you guys say it, RJ used to sit there and go, yeah, I'm in another one. Get this. And that was always his go-to when he was losing an argument. So, no, it is. It's great, and it's a great honor, and looking forward to it. So, but, no, you just look at the personalities that are in there and the people, what they've done and accomplished and lifelong. So, yeah, it's great.
Rob Ray joining us here on the Western Hotline here on WGR, the newest soon-to-be member of the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame in September, joining the likes of Rick Jeanneret, John Murphy's also in there, and Howard Simon's also in there too. So you're joining some elite company there, Rob.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's like, you know, I, like as I call myself a kid when I got here, and growing up and listening to these guys and respecting and seeing the way they're looked at in the community and what people thought of them, it's a great honor. Why can't it be?
Yeah, what about
Rob respects Howard Simon because he has more hair than Howard.
Yeah, right.
No, Howard's cool. He bought me lunch there one time.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Well, that was good.
I mean, what about the other people that you're going into the Hall of Fame with? I mean, what do you know about the others that you're going in with? I know DJ Jixter is part of it.
I know Jixter for years since we've been here, you know, over at 97 Rock there doing his thing, and he's a super guy, super personality, and respect the heck out of him because he does so much for everybody in town. You know, he's every time you listen, it's Jixter's doing this, he's at this, he's having this, He's just a super guy that puts a lot of effort into where we live and proud of it and wants to make it the best. So I think it's Jigster is awesome.
And then also Todd Brody, our own Todd Brody going in as well. Kevin Keenan, former WBEN-er, is going in as well amongst the group of people. And Paul, Mary Alice Demler is also going in, someone you work with over at Channel 2.
Have you ever met Mary Alice?
Yes, I have, Paul. I've been here a while, okay?
I know you have.
Yeah. You know, I might not get around quite as much as you, but I have met people. And Todd Brody, I love Todd Brody. Every time you go in there to do a commercial or something, he used to be the guy and do the voice. Got to lower your voice a little bit. Try it like this. So you learn a lot from those guys as well, even behind the scenes that people might not know. You learn a ton from those guys over the years. So
now that I'm doing a few more commercials, Todd has been great to me. I mean, I always listen to what he tells me to do because he knows what it is, and he'll make you sound good if you listen to him. And
oh yeah, if he can make you sound good, then he should have been in years ago.
Hey Rob, we were having a conversation before you were in about Bo Byram. And you know, that's possible. And I think the reasons are, and it's pretty consistent, if he does want to leave, it's because, you know, he can't have the role that maybe he would like. You know, Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power have that role. Bo Byram's not going to get power play time with those guys around. And so, you know, it seems fairly consistent that might be the reason if he does want to leave. It might be. And my question is this. I thought, and I think the eye test agrees with the analytics, when Bo Byram is with Rasmus Dahlin, they play extremely well together. And then when Byram is with anybody else on the team, it doesn't go as well. And my thought is, why not, if he's open to it, why not re-sign Bo Byram and tell him, you are Rasmus Dahlin's partner. We are signing you to be his partner. I don't think Dahlin has any problem with playing right D, you know, and put them together. And then you got to find... And you can tell me if you agree or disagree with this. You got to find a partner for Owen Power. But would you do that? Would you re-sign him and tell him you are going to play with Rasmus Dahlin? He is your partner. And do you agree that he plays very well with him?
Well, you know, I think there was a lot of questions when he was first with Raz. You know, only even one puck, you know, and both those guys like to be the guy that, you know, lugs it, sets things up. So would it work? It worked excellent. And they were awesome together. Yes. You know, is Dahl's, number one guy, and Owen's going to get the opportunity because he's a young guy. I would sign Bo and Byram in a second if you could for the right price, you know, but I think, you know, Bowen's probably looking at it in his point in his career where he wants to be a number one guy on a team, and being that number one guy, obviously the compensation is number one compensation. And are you able to do that here? You know, that's the only thing you're going to be able to do to give him what he needs to be happy. You know, that on that side of it, and I don't think the matter of finding somebody to play with Owen is that big of a deal. If you're going to be willing to go out and start trying things, you can, you know, you could find that should be pretty easy, whatever you decide that he needs to play at the peak of his game. But Owen Byram's an awesome guy. He's a super teammate. Guys love him, you know, and that's the hard part to find sometimes too. But if he wants something different, that's kind of hard to change his mind sometimes when he's got, you know, he's been on good teams. He's been on, you know, he's struggled a little bit this year with our team. Maybe he's looking at it to the point of his career where he's got to start thinking about Bo and Byram as well. So,
well, let me take you one step further. You know, I've talked about, you know, let's face it. I think the reality is if, you know, when you are with a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years, if you're looking at free agency, you're going to have to sell this team to somebody. and you're probably going to have to overpay. That's what free agency is. And the Sabres right now, with the salary cap going up to 95.5, can overpay. And I've been talking a long time that if Ekblad hits the open market, I think that would be a perfect partner for Owen Power, right-handed shooting guy, a guy who has won cups, a guy that can be a little rambunctious out there if you need it. I think he would be a perfect pairing for Owen Power if you could get him. Do you believe in that? That, you know, hey, if you've got the resources to do it, go ahead and overpay for somebody because it would really help your team? Or don't you think they would need a guy like that for Owen?
Right. I think if you're going to overpay for somebody, it's not so much the overpaying them for a year or two. It's how long do you have to overpay them for? You know, how long do you have to tie that person up for? Aaron Ekblad, awesome, yeah. You know, in an 82-game schedule, you know, how durable is he at this point? He's been banged up a lot over the years. You know, can he be an every-night player? It's all the questions you got to take in. And he's played an awful lot of hockey in the last umpteen years, so there's a lot of wear and tear on him. But there's other guys like Aaron Ekblad out there. But I think it's just more the term. You know, I don't think teams mind overpaying somebody for, you know, a short period of time, but they don't want to get themselves into a jackpot where you're paying them for 5-6 years or something to that effect. That
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, after the second year, it's like, oh, what the heck do we do with him now type thing. So did his job, but, you know, now what do we do?
Well, let me throw in something here for both of you guys. Aaron Ekblad, there was a video that surfaced yesterday with a bunch of the other Florida players that were at the 11 Club down in Miami. Essentially, the video is his goodbye, his swan song to the Florida Panthers fans, as he was talking how much he loved it here and how much he loved, enjoyed playing for the Panthers, especially over the 2 years that they won the cup and 3 years ago when they were in the final against Vegas. So it seems like, I mean, judging by what he said, and obviously things could change in a heartbeat, but it seems like he's going to hit the open market and will be available.
Well, and you know what? Florida's got a lot of guys that they're paying down there, and a lot of guys they're going to have to pay. So to keep their team rolling, they've done a good job of bringing in the secondary players over the years. So, you know, the same as Pittsburgh did for a number of years. So, yeah, you've got to let certain things go to gain in other areas, and I get it. But, you know, the thing like an Aaron Ekblad, he's won now twice in a row. You know, he's at a point in his career where, you know, is he going somewhere to chase another cup? Maybe. But in a lot of cases, those guys get to that point, and they're looking to go somewhere where they're going to be rewarded, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob Wright joining us on the Western.
Are you the same player when you're looking to be rewarded, playing the way you do, coming to a team that, you know, is not, you know, in the top of the league and got a chance to win the cup every year? Do you play the same way?
Rob
that
Ray,
would be the question.
Sorry, Rob. Rob Ray joining us on the Western Hotline here on WGR. Before we let you go back to your vacation, Rob, we do want to ask you real quick. We've been having this discussion about exactly what is it, the one move that you need to, that you want to see the Sabres make this offseason. And Paul and I had a deep discussion in going out and getting that scoring forward, that scoring winger that can really help the team take that next step to towards trying to get back to the playoffs. And the name that kind of is right at the top of the list for both of us is Jason Robertson. I mean, is that on your radar too? Is someone like a guy like Robertson that could come in and help out? Or is it, you know, somebody else? Or is there another thing that you're looking for the Sabres to try and accomplish this offseason to help them get better?
Well, just looking at them to accomplish getting better, you know, in any given way. But a guy like Jason Robertson, a young guy, there you go, he's a young guy, he's coming in, you know, if you can get him, you know, and anytime you can bolster your offensive on a team, it's easier to build that, say, third and fourth grouping than it is your top two. So anytime you can, you know, load that up as much as possible, then, you know, why not look at it? And he's a young guy. He's got a good experience. He's been on a good team. He's been taught the right way over the years. He's had great leadership on his team. So, yeah, that's the kind of guy you'd really want.
And before, too, there's two names I wanted to throw at you. Jarmo Kekäläinen, who has been a GM in this league for, what was it, 11 years with Columbus. Was a bold GM, went and got some things done. He signed Johnny Gaudreau. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And also, at his last press conference in April, Kevin Adams said that Alex Tuch, July 1st, is a priority. Now, Alex Tuch would be 30 years old when he would sign his new deal because he has 1 year left on his contract. But I'll give you my opinion first. I don't think they can afford to lose him. He does so many different things for this team. I've never seen somebody can steal the puck and end a rush and turn it into offense like he does. He's so good at it. He's good around the net. He's good at both ends of the ice. He scores shorthanded goals as 36. But again, he'll be 30 years old when he signs his contract. So, do you feel as strongly as I do that he is just a must sign, that they have to figure it out? And what did you think about bringing Jarmo into the organization?
Well, I think with Alex, you know, he is a big part of this team. And, you know, the guys love him. He's been through it. He wants to be there. He loves the scenario he's in. You know, he'd love to win. But, yeah, he brings an awful lot that it's really hard to find those guys. So, you know, I think with being 30 and maybe track history a little bit, it all comes down to the term as well, Paul. It's not a matter if you got to overpay him for a couple of years and you know, it's fine. But if I think it depends on the term of the contract, you know, that to have him back would be great. And, you know, I think it would be such a benefit to the group and the team because everybody here loves him. They like him. He fits in, everything about it. So there's no questions how he's going to come into the room and what he's going to be like. If you go to free agency, you know, that question is always there. You don't know. So, yeah, if there's a way to do it, yeah, I think that Alex brings an awful lot. That there's not a lot of guys in the league bring that same thing. So it's hard to find. And then if you're going to go find it, you're going to pay for it in one way, shape, or form. Whereas Kekäläinen, I think it's great. I think it's good for Kevin because he's got somebody there now that's got some experience doing the job as a general manager. He's been around a long time. That if nothing else, it's somebody that you can bounce ideas off of. It's somebody that you can ask for advice. You know, I always look at it and I'm like, guys that are in that situation, whether you've been around a long time or not, I think it's a supporting cast around you that the more you have and the more you have with experience that have kind of been there and did it before, you get different advice, you get different opinions. And I think that's healthy and good when it comes down to making a deal or signing somebody, seeing what other sides think of players, knowing other players in the league. I think he's got a ton of experience, not only in the NHL, but through the European leagues and that too, that he can bring an awful lot of advice and experience to, you know, a group that maybe sometimes is looking for that. So I think it's great.
Rob Ray on the Western Hotline here on WGR and the Extra Point Show. Rob, we'll let you get back to vacation. Thanks again for taking some time and joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your time in Florida, and we'll talk again as the offseason rolls along, I'm sure.
Can't wait. It's just starting. You know, park today, golf tomorrow, fishing on Sunday.
Ooh.
What else, man? Come on. What else can you ask?
Enjoy it, Rob. Enjoy yourself.
I'm going to. Just need some money, Paul.
I'll wire it to you. Go over to Western Union. It'll be there.
You're the richest guy I know. So Venmo me just a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
I'll pay you back.
Rob Ray joining us on the Western Hotline here on WGR. We'll step aside, come back for a quick segment, and then we'll head over to the 11 o'clock hour where Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff will join us here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.